Kwazwai mure Zimbabwe ndinomgamuchira muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Welcome Zimbabwe muhle to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you live from Studio 7, Voice of America, on Tuesday. And of course, you're tuned in to The Connection with your boy, with the Studio 7's host of the youth show. I'm your host, Muriya Zimbabwe. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, Muriya Zimbabwe, ndinomgamuchira muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove on Tuesday, the 25th of February, 2020. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Today on The Connection, we focus on an event that's happening at Victoria Falls, Mosuya Tunya. That's the highlight of what's happening in Zimbabwe right now. Tonight on The Connection, we focus on the Africa Forum on Sustainable Development, a forum that is happening in Victoria Falls, and it kick-started yesterday and was officially opened today by President Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa. The forum, which runs through to the 27th of February 2020, focuses on issues with regards to growing African economies. Not to forget, it is a follow-up on the progress of the implementation of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development and Agenda 2063 of the African Union. In simple words, the forum looks to focus on the future of Africa. Now, what this means is a lot of things that are coming out of this forum pertain and stand to highlight things that African youth have to gain. Now, with issues that have been tackled, issues such as youth employment, job creation, youth empowerment, these have been the key discussions of what have come out of the forum thus far. Today is day two. Now, the big question I have as we look to tackle this forum and highlight and pull it apart and, you know, understand more about this forum is, what do Zimbabwean youth have to gain from this? And of course, what role does Zimbabwe have to play when we're talking about the sustainable development goals? Now, is it possible when we take a look at the current state of the Zimbabwean economy, is it even possible for Zimbabwe to implement these SDGs? So, Zimbabwe, join me tonight on The Connection. If you're looking to join us, you can text me on WhatsApp on +1202-465-0318. You can also call me live on air on +1202-619-2077. The number again, +1202-465-0318 on WhatsApp, or you can call me live on air on +1202-469-2077. Now, as we speak, Muriya Zimbabwe, we're broadcasting live on the internet on our three web pages, those being www.voashana.com, www.voanwa.com. We're also live as we speak on www.voazimbabwe.com. So if you're looking to join us, don't forget you can write your name and number in the comments section and we'll be calling you live on air. Makate rachirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection, lilami uMike.
Hey, hola, Deepiko, Hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1202-465-0318. To converse with me, ngawufuna ukukhuluma lami, kana utaura neni. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3, BigMyke3.
Hey, BIGMYKE3. That's the username on Instagram and on Twitter if you're looking to chat with me. But for the next hour, Muria Zimbabwe, Tripana Papa Mape, Jeduma Tatu, Pa VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, we are Jepa VOA Studio 7. So, Linga Kotle Uguti, Abafisungena Gutelo, Lako Pali, Nombolo Zotingo, and we'll be calling you live on air. Kanamshida Opinam Chirongwa, Nyoraima number, Talk Phone Rai, live Parunare Mo, Kwanisa Jokari, Kungo Nyorao, Maundre Enyu, Shangetima Berenga, live on air. So, Zimbabwe Mushe, tonight on The Connection, we focus on the Africa Regional Forum on Sustainable Development that's happening at Victoria Falls. But before I head over to my panelists that are going to be joining me live from Victoria Falls, let us head over to some of the sentiments that have been echoed by officials in the during this conference. Amongst them is Vera Songwe of the United Nations, who is in attendance of this forum. Now, Vera Songwe touches on an initiative that the United Nations is looking to launch that targets towards uplifting African youth. Let's take a look at what Vera had to say.
The main reason why we're here, of course, is to launch what we're calling at the United Nations a Decade of Action from 2020 to 2030. We would like that no African is left behind as we try to develop, ensure that there is prosperity for all. Prosperity means, of course, that we create jobs for both the youth and the women. Zimbabwe has a very vibrant ICT technology sector, which is today for Africa, the service sector is creating most of the jobs. So we are hoping that the discussions that we have here, and I hope some of you went to the lab that we had yesterday, which is essentially was an innovations lab for youth, to see how we can do that and do better. We need to develop skills on the continent.
All right. Well, you just heard there from Vera Songwe of the United Nations. She was highlighting an initiative that they have set up that targets towards uplifting African youth. So they talk about job creation. You heard it there for yourself. She highlights why they chose Zimbabwe. They say the ICT sector in Zimbabwe, apparently it's doing really good. So they find potential in the ICT sector. What does that mean for Zimbabwean youth? I look forward to hearing more from the youth that are going to be joining me live on air. Now, you heard from Vera Songwe. Now, we're also going to move over to some of the youth that actually participated during the forum itself. Yesterday, we saw His Excellency Junior President Mukudzeyishe Madzivire. He got to open the ceremony and he got to speak to the delegates that were in attendance. Let's hear what Honorable or His Excellency had to say.
The world is developing at an alarming rate. That was the premise on which this forum was initiated. And over the last 2 days, I have learned more than I ever thought I could through the Science, Technology and Innovation Youth Bootcamp. It gave me absolute pleasure to interact with my peers, understand their various perspectives on life, and hear about the exciting work they have been doing in science and technology to fulfill sustainable development goals. Better still was the opportunity to be put in a group with a diverse pool of ladies and gentlemen and perform a number of particularly interesting tasks, from working with 3D printers to assembling robots and developing solutions to various global challenges. My utmost thanks go to the organizers of this conference, and it is my wish that this platform is sustained for many more years to come. Amongst most of the pressing issues mentioned were those of the fourth industrial revolution and the ethical issues surrounding it, as well as the importance of adaptability in this ever-evolving world. Of particular interest to me, however, were discussions on gender, gender bias, and gender equality, and the need for more women to take up space, occupy positions in STEM, and take over the world. A few months ago in Bulawayo, we commemorated the International Day of the Girl Child by taking tours around various female-run departments around the city, including meeting a female engineer working for Econet. Without going too far, we have in our midst the Junior Minister of ICT and Courier Services, Ms. Vanessa Chibisa, who is making moves in her capacity, running various female empowerment programs and inspiring young women around the nation to take up space, certainly in STEM, but even in commercials and the arts. The Deputy Secretary General of the United Nations has also been doing amazing things, taking up space and inspiring women out there, changing lives at the head of an organization responsible for preserving international peace and security. Girls can too.
All right, you just heard there from His Excellency Mukudzeyishe Madzivire. He's the junior president of the Republic of Zimbabwe. You heard him there. Uthi hayi yena uthabile ngempela njengomuntu ongisakhulayo, seeing ukuthi izinto zihamba njani, and njalo he's excited ngenxa yokuthi during the course of this forum abantu abasakhulayo were heavily engaged, heavily consulted. Njengoba ngishilo earlier on, anzi forum inechinangwa chekutarisira ramangwana re Africa. So uzwile umukhuzeshe ngempela esithi yena njengo junior president ayi uthabile ngempela ngenxa ukuthi uthole ithuba lokuxoxisana labanye abontanga ebona njalo ukuthi abanye abontanga abadabuka kwamanye amazwe how are they doing it aiwa mukhuzeshe akati aiwa Bhuramberi akaona uchimwewo chakabuda kupa forum iyi akati aiwa akafara zvikurusa mukhuzeshe nekuti akaona hanzi nyaya yekusimudzirwa kwevanhu kadzi especially vechidiki aiwa akafara zvikare makamunzwawo mamunzo achinyatsa kuti aiwa if we can do it girls can do it too so let's see ukuthi abantu bathini emakhasini ethu before we head over to my guest. Kukhasi lethu le VOA Studio 7 abantu sebeqala ukungena ngempela uKane arkunyora hanzi ndikukonai ngikhona ePretoria. Aya Kane, welcome, welcome, welcome. Gilbert Makopa hanzi, I'm watching you from Nelspruit. How's it going, Gilbert? Deliwe Nkwena uthi, hello Mkoma, watching you from Gabs. Tumelang tumelang Deliwe. Poma processing. Evening all, watching you from Dangamvura, Kuriseko, Dangamvura Oko. Usinini Kupe Uti, hi, in the studio, we're together watching you from Johannesburg, Midrand. How's Midrand this, Nini? Allen, Arugut, Nrukuona, Nruku, Johannesburg. Inga Johannesburg is in the house. I'm really excited. Thank you so much for joining us. Nicholas is saying, evening, I'm watching you from Beira, Mozambique. And then, Pana, Farai, Arugut, Mike, Zuru say, Iwa, Indribon, Ribom, Komang, Zuru Famba, Ere. Melina Bonino is saying, hello, hello. Hello, asibone ukuthi abantu bathini emakhasini ethu kukhasi lethu ele VOA Ndebele abantu sebeqalile ngempela ukungena uNkosi Mthembu uthi lijona njani Nkosi ayiseyaphila thina wena unjani uThabisani Ncube la ukhona kuhlelo uthi ngithi welcome 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 Thabisani upressure uthi linjani emsakazweni Studio 7 ayiseyaphila pressure mkhokheli uthi linjani mazimbabu amahle ayiseyaphila wena unjani mkhokheli tibona ukuthi vana ukuthi chiko pa page redu re VOA Shona tichimirira magese edu arikupinda vanhu vatotanga zvikare hanzi na disciple madani re eita disciple hanzi I'm watching you Kennedy arikuti hey big mike zvirikufamba here mukoma Kennedy ru arikuti hi over anyatso moresa munhu wese siyabona kuti abantu ngempela bayangena ngobunenge babo Godfrey Chanakira arikuti watching you hanzi na Egias Muvindi big mike kuriseiko mukoma Egias tinotenda zvikuru sane kupinda muchirongwa mashava arikuti hanzi kufonerwa kuti kunze kwemuti imi muti fonere I want your right number. Mkoma, pa ma comments apo tino kufone rai kana mchida upinda mchirongwa. Farai aruti, hi Mike, ziri kufamba ere Farai. I sivona abantu ngempela, baya ngena ngobu nengi babo. So I'm not sure if my guest is ready. Is my first guest ready? Mbuna ngana aga abi ready. So let's head over to some of the fun facts about this forum as we prepare for my guest. So I wrote down a couple of things that are in tune and in line. A lot of people were asking me as we were preparing for the show, Gashle Mike, you're talking about ama sustainable development goals. Guini la ama SDGs. What in ili kasi sele? Inhlanganiso AU United Nations, they have what they put up as 17 goals, and they titled them sustainable development goals. This is for all countries worldwide. Now, goal number one, but they're looking to alleviate poverty. Goal number two, they're talking about zero hunger. But abasafuni ndlala, anyazi vela abantu bazangena ngempela bazithi kuZimbabwe sithukutharisana nejara. But liyezwa inhlanganiso e United Nations. Goal number two, but zero hunger. Goal number three, they say good health and well-being. Ngempela ngempela. Goal number four, but they are looking to ensure that all young people, all people across the world have quality education. Goal number five, they talk about gender equality. You heard earlier on junior president, His Excellency Mukhuzeshe, echazisa ngempela ukuthi he's happy ukubona abantu abesifazana being involved. Ngenxa yokuthi goal number five, iyakhuluma ngempela isithi they're looking to have gender equality. Goal number six itself is talking about clean water and sanitation, which they say is a basic human right for wonke umuntu emhlabeni. And then goal number seven talks about affordable and clean energy, which abantu are saying bukhona eZimbabwe. But as I finish off the goals, ngiyezwa ukuthi ngilo mlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo asizwene ukuthi umlaleli yena uthini ngodabula khona egudwini. Khola mthereri ndinomgamtshira emtshirengwa ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo ngibani ukhona ecingweni.
Hello.
Mthereri zviri kufamba?
Hayi yaphila.
Baba unjani, ngibani ukhona ecingweni?
Ngilamlandlo.
Baba Ndlovu unjani?
Ngiyaphila baba.
Mm, nantu daba olukhona kuhlelo namuhla. Efollows ngale kulabantu who are from United Nations, African Union njalo eningi labantu abasakhulayo abadabuka kwele Zimbabwe kulohlelo kulomhlangano omkhulu owe Africa Regional Conference on Sustainable Development Goals. CS wa omunye wabo lo owenhlanganiso e United Nations usongwe esithi njengenhlanganiso bakhangela ukuthi bazaqala uhlelo olulenjongo yokuthuthukisa abantu abasakhulayo. Ubona ngani ilizwe le Zimbabwe lalo lilakho ukubenefita na from uhlelo lolo?
Ake Zimbabwe akulanto elayithola kuphela lapho. Kufana lo mntwana oqhuba abanye besiye esikoleni ekwazi ukuthi iy'mpumputhe vekeabone lutho, ngoba kudala kwasungulwa izinhlelo lokho esisizwa amahungahunga, kodwa ngapha zena tebhelenda singaboni lutho ngitho, singazenaona le ndumbe ziyasika.
Mm. Manje so awulathemba nalo siyezwa umongameli namhla nguye ovule umhlangano lo okusemthethweni esithi ha eZimbabwe angithi usakhumbula umongameli esithi Vision 2030. Right.
Siyakukhumbula
ngizambe
shoya ngakhuluma ngo 2030 njengakubuyela ama election abuyayo okufuze ukuthi vele ngimfanele umuntu ukusa 5 years apho ngiyathe khuma ngo 2030 uthi uthi akasafuni ukuphuma te ukufela isikhundla nje yomgaqo.
Hayi kodwa baba Ndlovu angithi akulandaba ukuthi uyabe ukhona na angithi njengomongameli kumele ufake ama goals for ilizwe lonke jikelele, yena umongameli uthi Vision 2030 ngenxa yokuthi ukhangela ikusasa lelizwe.
Hayi siyamuzwa siyi, kodwa ke intuthuko le abakhuluma ngayo ukuthi bazothuthukisa abatsha akula lapho abathuthukisa khona, ngoba baningi abantu bezama ukuthi bazincedise, kodwa igovernment ayibancedisi, yona ibuya kuzongena ngezandla zombili isidilize lo muntu ozama ukuthi azincedise.
Hayi siyakuzwa baba Ndlovu, siyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo. Ugoduke next week angithi baba.
Alright baba.
Right, Zimbabwe Muhle, you just heard there from our first caller, Umnumzana Ulamulani Ndlovu. Baba Ndlovu basically highlights the city. Ah, ne maondra avu. Wongu zvakanaka zviri kutaurwa na muzvare Shongwe we sangano re United Nations vachiti vakatarisira kutanga chirongwa chine chinangwa chekubatsira vechidiki vari kuAfrica. Asi ivo vaNdlovu vanoti ne maondra avu azvisvike kuZimbabwe. So, mthwakazo muhle lina lithini ngodaba lukhona egudwini Muri Zimbabwe 20 maondo enyu for nayi mchirongwa kana mchida ufuna mchirongwa munokwanisa kuti bata pa +1 202 619 2077 munokwanisa zvekare kutinyorera maondo enyu pa +1 202 465 0318 pa WhatsApp. Ndiyo nyaya tinayo nasi mchirongwa manzwa kubva kuna vaNdlovu mutereri wedu wekutanga. Now earlier on I was touching on the 17 goals that the United Nations set that they titled the Sustainable Development Goals. Now I was on number 7 in the city affordable and clean energy. Earlier on ngike ngaba ngenhlanhla yokuxoxa lomunye ongisakhulayo umnumzana uNikros Kajengo. Yena uNikros is a development practitioner. UKajengo uthi uthabile ngempela ngenxa yokuthi ubona ngani kwele Zimbabwe kule potential eningi when we're talking about affordable and clean energy. Now goal number 8, they talk about decent work and economic growth. That seems to be one thing that was highlighted throughout the whole forum. Earlier on, we heard Amina Mohammed, owenhlanganiso la United Nations, la uthintile ngempela udaba esithi yebo, 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 uyashayela izwekazi ele Africa ihlombe ngenxa yokuthi uthi Africa has one of the fastest growing economies in the world. Kodwa when we're talking about the sustainable development goals, uthi ubona ngani the target may not be reached by 2030. So uthi the time is now for the next decade to ensure ukuthi ha wonke amazwe akwele Africa put in the work to ensure ukuthi some of these SDGs are accomplished. Now, for the theme itself of the forum this year, it's titled 2030 to 2030, a decade to deliver a transformed and prosperous Africa through the 2030 Agenda and Agenda 2063. That's the theme. So that goes hand in hand what Amina Mohammed was saying. The continent of Africa itself has a decade to ensure ukuthi these SDGs are going to be completed. Now, goal number 9 on this list of 17 goals that was set by the United Nations is industry, innovation, and infrastructure. Now, early on, I've also had a chance of speaking to abantu abayingcwethi kwezomnotho ma economists akasiyana siyana, and they were highlighting what this seems to be something that ilizwe lethu eZimbabwe is lacking on ngenxa yokuthi sikhangela umumo okhona elizweni patinotaura nezwe ma industry patinotaura nezwe infrastructure munoona vazhinji vachichema nanhasi vachiti ah nyaya yemagetsi yanetsa vananhasi vanhu vari kuchema vachiti ah nyaya yemvura yanetsa nanhasi vanhu vari kuchema vachiti nyaya yemabasa yanetsa. This is something that goal number 9 speaks to. The SDGs itself, the United Nations, is saying ukuthi amazwe wonke emhlabeni need to work towards ensuring ukuthi industries, the innovation sector and the infrastructure sectors are up to par. Now yesterday I got to speak to omunye ongusakhulayo who was there in attendance of this meeting about amazwi that were echoed by the Minister of Higher and Tertiary Education. Yena ube sithi it's time now for ilizwe leZimbabwe njalo you know izwekazi lonke ele Africa to focus on the science, technology, engineering and mathematics studies, STEM studies. Ngenxa yokuthi yena ubona ngani if you place focus on these things sikhangela isimo sokuthi umhlaba wonke jikelele is now moving towards using technology towards uplifting themselves ilizwe lona eZimbabwe lakho ukuzithuthukisa. So asazi ukuthi lina libona njani, libona ngani abantu bangaqhakathekisa imfundo ze science, technology, engineering kanye le mathematics. Does Zimbabwe have the potential towards uplifting itself? Sikhangela njalo lingakhohle phela ama industries akhona elizweni. Now as we move over njalo to goal number 9, but reduced inequality. Now goal number 9 works hand in hand with goal number 5. Goal number 5 lingakhohle phela bathe what? Gender equality. Goal number 9 talks about reduced inequality. Bathi njengenhlanganiso e-United Nations bona bathi kuqakathekile ngempela chini chakakhosha zwikurusa to ensure kuti munhu wese anowana mikana yakafana. Na here we're talking about the right to education, here we're talking about clean sanity, they were talking about opportunities. Now goal number 11 talks about sustainable cities and communities. Sustainable cities and communities. This is something that they're talking about where they talk about ama first countries. The Kangala local ones are like Melika. Le abona phela amazwe abantu bayagada imichova, abantu bayagada ama train. Anything is very accessible. Umshina lo can access meet the world. So that's something that they're saying ukuthi bona njengenhlanganiso the whole world should look up to, the whole world should try to get up to power with, especially sikhangela lokho kwenzakala kule Africa. Konke lokho, all these are sentiments that came out of the forum, and today is only day 2. So if forum le igqiba ngolwesine on Thursday. Now, goal number 12 talks about responsible consumption and production. Elizwe eZimbabwe eningi labantu bayakhala besithi ilizwe eZimbabwe is not producing, instead they're exporting more than they're talking about production. So lokhu liyabona inhlanganiso United Nations labo bayakhuthaza besithi you need to start producing more and you need to be responsible when we're talking about consumption. Liyabona abanye still use coal and so forth, but to take care of your environment, climate change, this is where it comes into. And of course, following it, as I spoke about climate change, goal number 13 talks about climate action. But you must take care of your surroundings. That's something that, you know, earlier on, Sibone Omunye ongusakhulayo, who's a climate activist, Gwele Victoria Falls, yena uthi njengongusakhulayo, uthi ikakhulukazi kwele Zimbabwe, we need to start taking care of our climate to ensure ukuthi elakusasa labo bayathola ama benefits akhona. So ngiyezwa ukuthi I have my first guest ongenayo kuhlelo usisi Uthando Gwenji. She's there in Victoria Falls. Now we still have other goals that I need to highlight, but let's hold over to Uthando sisi ukuthi yena uthini about everything that's happening. Thando, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo, welcome to the program sisi, unjani?
Ngiyabonga
Lindani. Hayi, siyaphila siyaphila. Kunjani Vic Falls?
Hayi, kuright.
Singazi khona ngapha lapho ni khona. Ah, kuright lapha. Thando, so today we're focusing on the forum where you're at in Victoria Falls, and a lot of things have come out. However, what seems to be the central theme is focusing on the future of Africa, focusing on the youth. As a young person, you know, a young Zimbabwean, how are you taking all this information in, and what do you expect to come out of the forum for the next 2 days?
All right. So what is coming out strongly to me and what I'm expecting to be coming out is the call to action that was sent by the United Nations Secretary General, that from 2020 to 2030, it should be a decade to deliver when it comes to SDGs. And when he was talking about this being a decade to deliver, he was talking about us working together to secure great leadership, resources, and smart solutions. He was also talking about policies, budgets, and institutions that they have to be strong for us to actually deliver. And he was also talking about people's action. This involves young people, the civil society, and other stakeholders. So when I'm looking at this call to action and I'm looking at all the three calls, I realize that young people are coming out strongly, that they should be there not just to be there, but should be there to lead and to make sure that we have strong institutions and that people are actually there and represented from grassroots level up to leadership positions. So I'm expecting that this particular conference will actually spell out how we are actually going to achieve that and how we are actually going to deliver.
Mm-hmm. Now, Thando, a lot of things have been said. I like the fact that you highlighted uTabalokutsi. There has been a lot of resolutions that target towards uplifting abantu basakhulayo. Earlier on, I was highlighting omunye ongusakhulayo, who got a chance to speak. He's an environmental activist. And one thing he highlighted was, you know, gonke lokho kuyaphuma ama resolutions ngempela ayaphuma, but yena ubona ngani kumele kuqhakathekile ukuthi okuphumayo izinqumo zingaphelele emlonyweni. Wena njengosakhulayo ubona njani lokho njalo, do you think this is something that continuously happens in Africa?
The unfortunate part is everyone is just talking about that. In every session I've been in, mm-hmm. I've actually been part of this process for since it started yesterday, and we had AMA events that were leading up to the conference, and everyone was talking about how we all sit down and talk and do nothing. Well, talking about sitting down and talking and doing nothing, I also realized that the majority of the people in this conference were actually leading certain processes, elder people, but actually young people were expected to be the leaders since we've been talking about this for decades. And if we're saying that this is a decade of action, it means that we have to start practicing what we teach. Mm-hmm. And I think it really should start now from this conference, because there are a lot of young people who are actually participating and they are speaking out. So there might be a bit of some kind of positivity there. But I'm hoping that from this conference going onwards, young people can be found leading the processes instead of just sitting there and participating. Because I also noted that in certain sessions that are going on, we find out that there's the process of voluntary national reviews about SDGs that we are supposed to be doing. And it came out loudly that actually young people should be leading the voluntary national review, from the civil society, from young people who are on their own, and other stakeholders, including the private sector. So if people start owning the process and moving forward with it, maybe it might not be just another talk show.
Mm-hmm. I have a very interesting question. Some of the utterances that uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa had to say. Go to Oting Tatumlaleli and then I'll come back to you. All right, Zimbabwe Moshe, you just heard there from Thando Gwinji. She is a member of the Youth Innovation Trust. Inhlanganiso ekhangela indaba eziphathelane ngokuthuthukiswa kwabantu abasakhulayo. But I hear have a caller. Asizwene ukuthi umlaleli yena uthini ngodaba esilalo namhla ngohlelo. Khola khola mthereri, ndinomgamtshira emtshirongwa, ngibani okhona ecingweni? Aripari nari ndiyathi.
Eh,
skipani.
Yeah.
Ngibani okhona ecingweni?
Ukhuluma loSindo eBotswana.
Eh, tumelang ntate ukaye.
Ngiyibhenga manje umukaye.
Hayi nake sharp ntate. Nantu dabo lukhona kuhlelo namuhla. Ungomuntu ongisakhulayo na?
Yeah, ngosakhulayo.
Perfect. This is targeted towards you. Siyezwa ama utterances aphumayo emhlanganeni lo omkhulu. Besithi sebefaka izinqumo ezikhangelele ukuthuthukisa abantu abasakhulayo. Njengontanga, njengomuntu ongisakhulayo, ukuthatha njani lokho? Ubona ngani okuphumayo kulakho ukuthuthukisa na abatsha kwele Zimbabwe?
Khona Bramite kuyinto enhle, kungumbono omuhle kakhulu.
Mm.
Ngoba abantu siyahlupheka kodwa ngilobhasi futhi khonapho ilizwe lethu sasisela themba ngalo, sokuyikuhlala sihlabela kuphela, sikhuluma nje kuphela ngento eyodwa khona ukuthi kube le nto ezinjengazo nezo. Into enhle kakhulu, umbono omuhle kakhulu, ngoba ngingawuthela Bramite ngisuke ekhaya mina khathesi ngo-January. Ngisuke ekhaya ngo-January, abantu bengibuya la uzembuya lomuntu o-under 18 years ebuya esize eBotswana engahambi nge-passport, ehamba ngeganga ngendlela ezimbi. Uzuzuzuthi umuntu o-under 18 years kambe kulo msebenzi bani azawuthola eBotswana awaziyo? Akula msebenzi wesandla engiwaziyo. Akula msebenzi engingathi ngingahlala etafuleni ngafunda ngabala ngabhala engiwaziyo. Kusho ukuthi ibuyadinga lokhu yani kuthiwa i-any job. Kambe ngesikhathi namhlanje kusese le nto kuthiwa i-any job yini? Kumele mbe ngudaka boy. Ekuvoxa udaka kwakho nangikwazi isikolo angikufundanga ukuvoxa udaka. Angikwazi vela kula msebenzi wesandla engingathi waziwa ngumuntu under 18 years igramayiki la uyakwazi uyakubona.
So,
ngutho ukuthi asiphela themba primarily ngelizwe lakithi, sokuyikukhulunywa kuphela, uzokukhulunywa kuthiwa into enjele nje izayenziwa, kodwa ayisoziphumelele ngoba why ngisho njalo, okwenza ukuthi ayisoziphumelele ukuthi ukunanzelela ukuthi kule nkohlakalo elizweni. Lanxa kungaba lamadona, phela into enjalo kuza kube kulamadona ngithi yakwazi abantu ekhaya bayahlupheka. Lanxa kuyokuthi kuzabe kulomunye oyokuthi ayemele ehlale etafuleni efunde, kulomunye ozabe engakwazi khona ukubhala ibizo lakhe but ekwazi umsebenzi yezandla ngithi. Uzakuthengela into njengento zokusebenzisa ezokusebenza zenze ezemisebenzi yezandla. So kuyadinga ukuthi encediswe ngabanye abantu abazabe besenelisa ukuthi bemncedise. But besekusiba ukuthi ilizwe lakithi lilenkohlakalo. Yikho kusoke benzima kwabo primary ukuthi ilizwe lakithi lilenkohlakalo, kugcwele inkohlakalo. So ukuthi kuze kuyefikelela esandleni esingani sami ngingisindiso ngingelalutho, into enzima kakhulu.
Hayi, siyakuzwa Sindiso, usungagqiba phosela amazwi akho okucina.
Hayi, mina engingakutsho kuphela ngithi siwungitekisisi wami lokho olaye kwabo tata dethu, ake lizame lani likhuluma wena amazwi, engxenya wena amazwi njengoba likhona ekhaya liseduze futhi ka-government. Ake lizame likhulume dade wethu, litshele abantu laba bezwisise, ngoba uhulumende nguhulumende ngabantu. Kumele lina dade wethu linjalo, kumele lizwe okuthiwo yithi thina esiphansi. Lina bese lithatha amazwi ethu thina esiphansi liwase kubona abeliseduze kwabo lawo eze efika, ngoba lina yini phela elizindlele zethu.
Hayi, siyakuzwa futhi, kuyalebo kantate, thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelo angithi. Right, you just heard there, lo ngumlaleli okwele Botswana uthi hayi bona njengabatsha i-trust we'll head over to Utando soon. Sizwe ukuthi yena uthini ngombono kalo mlaleli. But I hear I have a caller coming live from Australia. Let's hear ukuthi yena umlaleli uthini. Ngathi nizwe ukuthi mthereri ari ukuthi khola mthereri, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo, ndinomgamtshela emtshirongwa, ngiba nokhona ecingweni.
Hayi, ngithanda ukuthi sihlibizo obhuti Mike.
All right, sizathi anonymous, singiba uqhubeka ungasitshela umbono wakho.
Mina into ekhaya izisa ubuhlungu loba singaphandle kwamazwe. Bangicabanga ukuthi singaphandle kwamazwe but asikuboni okwenzakala ekhaya. Siyakubona ngoba siyafika ekhaya. Impilo yangikhona ibuhlungu. And into ezisa ubuhlungu kakhulu, sila abadala abaretayayo. Ethe kuma-ages ukuthi umuntu uyatshela ukuthi at 60 uyaretire. But when it comes to ama-position lawa aphezulu ama-political, ungani retirement age yangkhona ayihambi kuhle. Yikho embona kule problem ukuthi abadala abakhulu kabavumi ukuthi labo kabadla amampentsheni njengamanye ama-professional, ukwenzela ukuthi ku-create i-room for ama-youth, ngoba abantu abatsha yibo abazayenza ukuthi iZimbabwe iye phezulu. Nga abantu abadala belokhe besalele ezikhundleni, sizahlala silokhe sikhala ngento eyodwa into eyodwa. Umuntu ole 35 years uyayenza umsebenzi ongathathi umuntu omdala isikhathi eside. Abantu abadala akasibasoli, bakhona ukuthi bangasinature basigayide, but I think it's time ukuthi labo bananzelele ukuthi lokhu abaku implementa kwemisebenzi lakho should also be implemented ku-politics, kuma-presidential position. Abantu abavuma ukuthi sebekhulile, abaretire, ungene abantu
abasekwanisa ukugijima bayenza izinto.
Kodwa
manje ngibonayo ukuthi yesibusele emuva ngoba uya thola izinto zama youth uhamba abantu abakhulu vele ongafanelanga ukuthi ba abahambayo.
Kodwa
ngibuza ukuthi katonta ngabaza phumelela njani.
Wothi ngikubuze ke ma sikhangela uhlelo luka hulumende olwe Vision 2030 abanye would argue ukuthi uhlelo lo lujonge ukuthuthukisa abontanga abantu abasakhulayo abasha kwele Zimbabwe. Do you not think ukuthi isizwe njalo umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esithi uyasiqhenya ngenxa yokuthi I Vision 2030 is in line with I Agenda 2063 njalo ama SDGs that have been set up by inhlanganiso ye United Nations. Do you not think ukuthi leZimbabwe amathuba akhona for abantu abasakhulayo?
No, asisoze sakhuluma ngoVision 2030. Abantwana abaqedi ilekhoze nama university last year, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, ngabasebenzi. Why sizakhangela uVision 2030 khona, u-2030 khona? Kufanele sikhangele zi-right izinto ezenza ngalayo kathesi. Abantu abaningi abasebenzi bafundile, abantwana beZimbabwe abaningi ukuthi bangangena emahofisini bayenze izimanga eZimbabwe. IZimbabwe ibuyele njengakudala kubo-19 ithi nasafunda emaprimary ukuthi kwakunjani. Kuthwale i-$10 ebomvu ukuthi wawuyibamba uyethuki. Kathesi imali yeZimbabwe iyayangisa. Uthe asingabalini u-2030 kasikhangele nini intsha, abantu abasha abathwele nzima, si all over the world ngenxa yokuthi asithandi. It's because of the current situation. Siyabe sisetshenziswa lama-bones ongeke waphuma la usiya ngathi ngaphi. Kakuvunyeni ukuthi abantu nxa sebekhulile badedele kungena abanye abasha.
Hayi, siyakuzwa ma, siyabonga kakhulu.
Kuzibuhlungu into ekhaya ukuthi babe sithi they are listening government. Nxa beyi-listening government, why abantu bayakhuluma ukuthi uyabulalela njani, ukuthi abakwazi ukuthi abantu bathwele nzima. Ezibhedlela wake wasibona i-strike esihamba sidlula ama-6 months ukuthi lilizwe.
Ngempela. Hayi, siyakuzwa ma.
Vision 2030 bona abantu ababo baphandle. Thina abantu esilabantu ekhaya sithi.
Hayi, siyakuzwa ma, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo othi sinikeza abanye amathuba ukuthi sizwe ukuthi bona bathini ngodaba lesikhona kuhlelo. Hayi, liyamuzwa. Let me head back to Uthando. Sizwe ukuthi yena Uthando, what does she have to say about the opinions that have been given by the two callers? Thando, usakhona ecingweni? Tando, could you connect him? All right. Then it's, you know, the two callers have given two different inputs. Both of them seem to be highlighting and, you know, focusing on the issue of youth empowerment. Sizwe umama lo se Australia sithi yena ubona ngani amathuba are not getting abantu abasakhulayo are not getting amathuba okuzithuthukisa njalo nxa sikhuluma ngendaba le zentuthuko ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo are not being involved. You at the conference, you're actively there, you see that there's a lot of young people who are there participating. How would you respond to umama lo?
Okay, I say it all on our own. Because even the money, I'm a speaker at the corner, every Kuluman Karate, I would say, I might have my processes. And by acknowledging, I would say, if I make contesting speakers at the corner, I would teach and young Abundana, I was in Zimbabwe, as long as the intellectual, intellectual inheritance. Ukuthi i-conference leyo na kakhulu ikhuluma nge-fourth industrial revolution. Kodwa bona laba abasilidayo khathesi ngaku-third industrial revolution babengekho. So abakwazi lokuthi bazitshiyelani loba befuna ukutshiyela something. So it's like labo ba-blank ukuthi indaba ye-youth empowerment bayibona iyenzakala everywhere. Kodwa ukuthi bayiqalise basaba basinike izigudo zangkhona kuyabehlula ukuthi bangakwenza njani. Even amaqhinga ekhona kutenziwa yonke into. Ngiyele njalo kokukhulunywe ngumlaleli wokuqala uSindiso uqinisele kakhulu ama-process lawa aya esiya anganini ngama-talk shows siyakhuluma ukuze kugcine kubhuwa unelo kuphumayo. Wena kahle kahle ubekuza ukuthi lokho sikhuluma what is in it for the youth. Mina ngibona ngani khona ukuthi ama-youth akhona khathesi kwi-process le and bazama ukuhambisa imibono yabo laphana lalaphana, ngibona ngani kuba ngcono. But okushotayo kakhulu kwi-process yena leyo ukuthi-ke abadala laba bavele bekhona ezikhundleni lama-organizations amaningi awe-United Nations esiwabona lapha, okumele bakwenze ikukhomitha ukuthi ma-youth siyalibona liyenza ama-innovations, siyalibona liyaphathela lapha nalapha, so sizalinika imali engaka eyokwenza lokho elikwenzayo. Because loba kuthiwa i-decade of action, akula muntu oseke wakhuluma ngemali ukuthi imali efakwa ukuthi ama-youth ayenzeke i-action yona leyo imali engaka. So nambona ngani okuqakathekileyo kakhulu khathesi ukuthi kube lama-commitments anjengawona lawo, ukuthi nxa kuyukuthi sikhuluma nge-action sikhuluma ngokuparticipate kwama-youth. And ama-youth akhona maningi ayenza into ezimangalisayo ezijiyeleyo kuma-communities abo, kodwa kushota yona leyo imali yokuthi bakwanise nabo ukukhompyutha ese-global scale, bakwanise nokuthi ama-innovations abo akwanise nawo ukubonakala ku-fourth industrial revolution yangikhona yona le ebilokhu ikhulunywa since i-conference iqalile. So this local is anchored on science, technology, the innovation. And yes, beqinisi nesikile ukuthi eZimbabwe sibe-digital sector engani iqinile mbijana, because amanye akhona afundile njalo analo ulwazi. Nalo siyabana, siyangena kwi-internet sibona ukuthi izinto lezi zenziwa njani, kodwa kushota yona leyani i-financial injection.
Wothi ngikubamba umlomo Thando, ngithatha omunye guest ongenayo kuhlelo, umnumzana uSingano Chisina of the Zimbabwe Youth Council, and then I'll give you a chance to come back onto the program. Ndukudzwa kuti vaChisina vapinda pachirongwa varipo parunhare. Welcome to our program, Mr. Chisina of the Zimbabwe Youth Council. Thank you so much for making time to be on the program. How are you doing, Chief? Tiri nani ndine chimbo chekuti vateereri vari kufara. Nyaya yatinayo nhasi muchirongwa tiri kukurukura nezviri kuitika ikaikoko kuVictoria Falls, uko kune musangano weAfrican Regional Forum on Sustainable Development. Mave ne 2 days muri ikoko, mungatiudzawo kuti pane zvabuda here zvinokufadzai imi seumwe ari chizvarwa chekuZimbabwe uyezve munhuwo wechidiki?
Ndinotenda zvikuru nemukanda iwoyo vakatibata vane mazuva anokwana mana tiri kuno rekutanga takatanga tichidzidzana nevechidiki zvemichina yechizvino zvino yatinoti artificial intelligence nerobotics. Nezuva rechipiri tikadzidzana zvimwe chete, zuva rechitatu takazosangana nemamwe masangano akaita sana UNESCO vanobatsira kuti rudzidzo nezvemichina yechizvino zvino rwuende mberi muzvikoro nemunharaunda. Tichibva ipapo tapinda mumusangano wavhurwa zvakanaka nhasi. Kuvhurwa kwemusangano uyu takanangana nevanoti decade of action, kureva kuti 2020 kusvika 2030 tinenge tichiita basa pamusoro pezvakavimbiswa zviga zviripo 17 zvemaSDGs. Saka ndichonoti pakuparurwa kwazvaitwa chandaona chikuru ndechekuti ndichitanga nehurumende yedu yeZimbabwe yaparura kuburikidza nemutungamiri waEmerson Mnangagwa purezidendi vachitizvo isu tine zvimwe zvatakaita asi hatisati tapedza kana kuti hatisati tasvika patinoda chaipo. Uyezve tiri kupa mukana umwe kune vechidiki njero ndiwo musangano mukuru watingati watanga kupindwa nevechidiki vakawanda paregional level kana kuti seAfrica, kuchora kuti vechidiki vanga varipo vakawanda vakamiririra nekuti ratiri kuti decade of action iri tingatoti rati kupihwa mumaoko evechidiki kuti vaite basa varivo. Saka ndo chandingati chandifadza chikuru chekuti hurumende dzaona kuti basa iri rose hatingarigoni kana tikazviita pasina vechidiki. Ngatitorei vechidiki vatange kupinda munhaurwa dzose idzodzi kuti basa rigofamba zvakanaka. Uyezve ndaona kuti commitment yaisa Secretary, Under Secretary, AUC, Executive Secretary, UN, General Secretary for United Nations. Jono kutivaka uya, wakasangana noe chidiki nesuro, suwaru uya, wakiterera kutuwe chidiki, chini chatinga wita kuti wapatane menyika zose mkuta kuti sustainable development ya tutora nesayo, iko owned by the youth. The future is now ready. Ramangwa na mjina asu. Asi Ramangwa na hilo riri kutunga mwiri wanewe chidiki. Wakitaura ni mwuro mwawo cha sara kuti nyika zose mtore za tauru wa isi. Kuti Ramangwa na mjina asu. Asi Ramangwa na riri mwuro mwawo kwewe chidiki. Gati chandi inewe chidiki. Kuti ya tinga ti sustainable development. Yone kwe mwoshika shiripo kumine sino mwe.
Now, Vachasina, earlier on, and no more guest, Ariparunare Utando Kwinji, and she was highlighting how she's excited so more to be at this event. However, she feels as though it's great that, you know, so many things have been said, but she wants real, tangible commitments. A lot of young people have ideas, but the money to implement these ideas is where the problem is. You're a member of the Zimbabwe Youth Council. Is there anything that can be done to ensure that these ideas come to life?
Thank you very much. My clear response to that is money will never be enough for any program. But quoting from the speech that was made by the junior minister of ICT for the junior parliament, Vanessa Chirise, Honorable, vataura iyo vakati sei chidiki ngatishandisei zvatinazvo kana kuti sedzinyika tine zvatinazvo tisati tatanga kuchema kuti hatina mari hatina mari zviripo zvatinazvo tinogona kushanda neizvozvo muchaona kuti papanel imwe chete iyoyo panga paina minister of finance and economic development vamutulimwe vemuzimbabwe vanga vachicheya panel iyoyo vataura vakati gore rapera taka introducea 2% tax. 2% tax ikabatsira kuti iwo sehurumende vawane mari yokushandisa kubhadhara dzidzo kuita kuti muzvipatara muwanikwewo mishonga nekuda kwe 2% tax iyoyo yakaiswa mubhajeti ravo. Saka indinotsigira kuti mari haiwanikwi nguva dzose, asi pane iyoyo shoma yatinayo tinogona kuita chimwe chinhu pane zviga zvakatemwa.
Aiwa, regai ndikubatei pamuromo Vachisina, nditange ndatora muteereri and then I'll go to Tando and see if she can respond to what you had to say. Nyezo kuti nginomulalela ungenayo kuhlelo. I have a caller onge ari kupinda muchirongwa. Caller, muteereri, ndinomugamuchira muchirongwa. Welcome to the connection. Ari parunare ndiani?
Hello.
Yebo baba, unjani?
Ngiyaphila kunjani?
Hayi, ngiyaphila. Ngibani okhona ecingweni?
Ukhulumana Nkomo Majobek.
Nkomo, kunjani egoli?
Hayi, goli kumnandi baba, uhleli kunje.
Hayi, ukhanya ngani uyazikholisela.
Ya, leli lilizwe baba engalithathela ama-times. Lalela ke la. Abantu beZimbabwe ukuthi ungani bazalwa umuntu oyi-1. It's now 40 years izana isitshela amanga ekhaya lapho. Izwela abantwana laba abachaya izandla lapho bechaya izandla abaqale bekhangele i-economy yeZimbabwe ukuthi ivelweni ibolile nangowayo. Imali le abantu bona bazayenzela iyavela kobani? Khangela amagaraji ubona ukuthi ama-queue e-petrol anjani ayesabisa. Impupu ayikho right now eZimbabwe abantu bathwele nzima. Imisebenzi yona vele kayikho. Imali yalo ukuthi bona bazoyithiwa i-government. Igambini sesiyokuvusa ama-industry shuwa bechayela into enje shuwa izandla kathi singabantu abanjani. Umuntu ongene kugovernment eZimbabwe ngo-1980 mina ngeke eme phambi kwami ethi uyangitshela ukuthi uzayenza so wethi ngikhulumele kithi emathebeleleni emandebeleni kufiwe babo ngohambe ebhinga izikolo abantwana leke befundele etshanini njengenkukhu. Yini engayithayela izandla kuzanu namhlanje after 40 years ngabadala labo abangene for the past 40 years kungenziwa lutho emathebeleni? Khangela imigwaqo ukuthi ibole njani baba, khangela kumgwaqo kwamaswingo lokhu ama-accident akhona everyday kuncane ungani kwamabhasikili. Abaqale belungisa i-economy wabona ngaphila izwe lile mali ecina nge-$5 ethwala ngalungisa impilo zabantu noma ukhangela.
Baba Nkomo, sikhangela lokho okushiwo ngu Minister of Higher and Tertiary Education. Esithi sekuyisikhathi sokuthi sisebenzise ulwazi lwe science, technology kanye engineering kanye le maths ukuthuthukisa umnotho. Konke lokhu ukushilo wathi abantu eZimbabwe babhekane lodubo lokuswelakala kwemisebenzi. Yena he argues ukuthi singasebenzisa ulwazi lolu, abantu can now create jobs for themselves, njalo silungisise zonke indubeke lokhu, everything that you've mentioned, ukuthi ukuswelakala kwemisebenzi, imigwaqo ukuthi ibolile, konke khonokuya uthi kulakho ukulungisiswa ngolwazi oluphuma abantu besebenzisa i-STEM. Ukubona njani lokho?
Lalela lapha, that is a simple equation kimi. Izanu ipromisa amanga more than 10,000 ipromisa abantu bakithi. IZimbabwe ku-technology iku-zero degrees. Akula equipment lapha elizweni baba. Singatshela nje amanga. IZanu, they are good on talking. When it comes to action, they are 100% useless baba. Ukukutshela. Abantu bethu ngikhuluma right now, baphila ngotshwala, baphila ngembanje, baphila ngogwayi, bahamba ngenyawo, abalalutho, abalanguba, abalani, abanye vela sezibethatha abafazi, abanye leke bazalwayo sebelama more than 40 years awuzake besebenzi. Umuntu onjalo uma umkuhlela emzini wakho engumntana wakho ele 40 years ehambile esikolo engasebenzi, sokulinda ukuthi hambe engcwaba kuphela. Lokho okhunye ngoba balowo yazi utshela iziphukuphuku into ezingaboni ezimtshayela izandla, nokuthi umuntu onjengama ohambe esikolo i-technology ekhanya yazi iku-0%. Yakuda lutho lapho lokho okwesikolo abakukhulumayo lokho i-education engasasebenzi elizweni elinjengeZimbabwe lelo. When you talk about education, i-education esemlonyeni angekuyi-implement on the ground ukuthi ubonakale ukuthi bayasebenza. Right now abantu bayasebenza bavukela emsebenzini every day, bakhola udodi, they can't even buy anything, abanaluthi abaningi bayahlupheka, especially i-youth. Let's talk about the youth. Uhamba ema-town, ngiyavisita ama-town onke eZimbabwe, ngiyangena kuma-road areas, ngiyabona yonke ukuthi kwenzakalani. Abantwana bakithi oqeda isikolo uyelwisa inkomo, omunye uyelwisa imbuzi, abanye bahle ukuthatha abafazi, bazala labantwana, abantwana kabalotsholwa izikweletu zodwa, abantwana abazala lapha ekhaya ngomuntu yohluleka ukude eloboli, sabantwana besebezala izikweletu kuphenta ezingalotsholwayo. I-technology oyikhulumayo le ise-non-starter baba, into useless le.
Hayi, siyakuzwa Nkomo, usungagqiba phosela amazwi akho ocina.
I wish ngabe yimi ranile izwe lelo. Within 2 days in visit Britain, the America, the Australia, Germany, sale phansi ngithi byanini le ranile izwe lelo. Bese ngisithi mina kibo, asibuyeleni kumali lena yesetshenziswa nguSmith. Siqale from that currency kaSmith, ama-British evule ama-industry, ama-Americans, ibulawe 3/4 ama-breeding lawo ngayi-America, ama-British. Thina silalutho, that's why ubona sokuwomile, sokuthe qha, intuthu ziyathungazela kaziseku. Izinto zama-American. And without Britain, America, Germany, France, I'm giving you more than 10 million years from today. We are not going anyway in education lesi la weZimbabwe. Ngiyamanga manga kula lutho baba lapho.
Hayi, siyakuzwa baba Nkomo, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo.
Thank you so much.
Thando, ukhona ecingweni?
Nikona,
right, you just heard the gentleman there, Ubaba Nkomo, speaking. He highlighted on 3 of the SDGs already. He talked about the quality education, he talked about decent work and economic growth, which is goal 8, and he talked about goal 9, which he highlighted industry, innovation and infrastructure. He feels as though because of the state of the economy and the way that things are in Zimbabwe, even if you highlight and focus on STEM studies, not much can come out. What do you think?
Okay, kukhona lapha ngivumelana khona lo baba Nkomo. Kuthiwa innovation doesn't translate to reality and real issue, and then it was put as useless. And ngase sikhangile kakhulu indaba ye-education, because yikho kumele kuqalele khona indaba yonke. And then nxa sikhangile ama-SDGs, ama-goals wonke wona ngokwawo ya-interlinked, ukuthi ngiyeke sathi sesi-achieve igoli leyivakhohle yini. Akuhambelani, kumele angenelane wonke siwabone ukuthi so-achieve-a njalo ngase sithi thina we want to deliver before 2030. And ngikhayele kakhulu indaba ye-education, liqiniso sibili, they say ukuthi iZimbabwe is a bit advanced, kodwa ungabuyela ema-high schools ethu ama-labs awala equipment. And bebekhuluma, fortunately bekunabantwana besikolo abanye abase-primary, azikhulumela umntwana ukuthi mina ikhompyutha ngiyivandla.
things I remember saying form ban. So it's some of the things that need to be revised. Uma curriculum to Nigeria is to be listened to, but it's also up to the people having the power because Tinetan Awens, I was in Kati, Kulu, Magota, Meluuti, Bonalava, and the power of Bonuuti, but Tata Ama young people is an opportunity for growth. But so when they say Ama skills, the power that the young people Ava Kona have. To actually try to push change. Because Masina Kanyela, even though SDG 8, it's SDG 9, Mbabamba is not going to go to. Ukulunya, my young people, and young people can actually bring the change that we want to see industrialization, innovation, and employment. So, Sisase Kwanapo Kuluma, my youth, the participation in my youth is not even meaningful. Ukuthi participate ngama numbers. Masikhuluma ngeimpact, masikhuluma ngokudeliver ama SDGs. It means that we should be moving beyond ukuthi kule lama yethu ngo 200 akuye evic force, but in which form ukubuya kwabo lapha iaction abayithathayo as it translate to and even the participation yabo within the process. Abahlali baqakeza izandla kuphela nabo yibo okumele babe kuma podium.
Alright, what you bamba umlomo. Let me give Chisina a chance ukuthi la comment against this.
Yeah.
Right. Va Chisina muchiri popa runare. Va Chisina? Oh, I don't know what Chisina wa dropper. I was hoping kuthi iye bachawona umkana wekuphindura zvataurwa une mutereri. Alright, Thando ungaqhubekela phambili.
Okay, bengithi okugcina engibona ukukhakathekile ukuthi kwenzakala eZimbabwe. And angifuni ukuthi siqambelana amanga sithi imali ayikho eZimbabwe. Imali khona kodwa ayichanelwa okumele kwenzakale. So for us to achieve our SDGs, for us to actually monitor the process of our SDGs eZimbabwe lokuthi ihamba kanjani, kumele sibe lama tax audits. Angikhumbuli ukwenza ona la ama tax audits. And we should be budgeting for each and every goal. Ukuthi from goal 1 to goal 17, ubele budget set aside ukuthi how are we going to achieve this? A proper note lay ebesiyifaka ema entsukweni ezijulile, a prioritize okunye at the expense okunye at the end of the day as we achieve into fancy ama SDGs. And kumele kube le involvement and meaningful participation in my young people. And secondly, kube le coordination and ukuthi in every ministry or every other institution kwazakale ukuthi kahle kahle ngubani oyenza lokhu ngani khona kuzathi nxa sesisiya ku inlwana okhuluma ngama partnerships for the goal ukuthi lathi esihlele ezindlini nabase diaspora nasithando nani emsakazweni libe kwazi ukuthi if we are to partner for SDGs, this is what we are actually bringing to the people of Zimbabwe. This is one thing. This one would be
All right. Well, Thando, unfortunately, there's only, you know, like 2 minutes left on the program. So I'm going to give you this opportunity to wrap up. What exactly do the youth of Zimbabwe, this program ends on Thursday. What do the youth of Zimbabwe need to do to ensure Uguti, one, government lives up to the promises that they make at this event, and two, they can take out, they can learn and do something positive with the resolutions that come out of this conference?
Okay, I think the most important thing to do is just to follow Ama proceedings now and know what the government promises in order for us to hold them accountable. Because I think I was in the Hamba Kulumani out there, it was difficult to the government see the accountable sitting attend the local thing I was looking my plus in the sign. So they are from all the 10 provinces, which are the real of my provinces are Babuele, Beige, and Avan, which is Kufaram Negos and local. But okuhle ukuthi sesine online space sesikwanisa ukugudla sifone okwenzakalayo and sesikwazi lokuthi le is the key of action. So kumele lathi sithathe action ukuthi how can we be part of this decade of action edeclare ngu-Secretary General of United Nations. And ukuze sifike khona ngale kusebenza ngokubambana lokwazi ukuthi sifuna ukuya ngaphi as ilizwe because kokunye sihlukene kakhulu and sibanga into lathi esengayiboniyo ukuthi siba ngani. But ukubuyelela ekuphutheni wona lawana abhalwayo lezithembiso ezenziwayo
isikhathi Thando, isikhathi. Ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo Muri eZimbabwe. Chinopuruka chinomara nguva ndiyo yapera. Nhasi muchirongwa tanga tichibata zviri kuitika kuVictoria Falls uko kune Africa Regional Forum on Sustainable Development. Nhasi muchirongwa tanga china vasungano chisina uyezve muzvare Thando Gwinji anokoneka ine mufaro. Ndini wenyu Mike Hove. Tosangana pa Instagram nepa Twitter. Bye bye.